Okay, it's on. Okay, so today is the last day of November, the 30th, 2004, and we're going to do lesson number 310, training to sit without leaning on the floor. So go ahead and lie on your backs. Let's just look. I think it's okay. Yeah, okay. And take a moment to check in and observe how you're resting on the floor today. What parts of you are making contact with the floor, and perhaps what parts aren't making contact? How your spine feels, your pelvis, how your legs lie on the floor. And now raise your right arm up towards the ceiling and allow the fingers of your right hand to be soft so they can kind of hang. That's it. So that there's not an effort to keep them straight. That's it. And the same with the elbow. The elbow can be loose, so it doesn't have to be stiff and rigid, but comfortable. And in this position, begin now to lengthen your right arm up towards the ceiling and slightly across yourself, as if you might start to raise yourself away from the floor. So your arm is lifting up towards the ceiling, but let's say it comes across your midline. You don't want to go too far over to the left, because then what happens is that you collapse the chest. So just feel as you lengthen the arm up towards the ceiling. You could imagine that you're reaching for a string to turn on a light bulb. Do you remember those? I do. How we used to have strings hang down to turn on lights instead of switches on the wall. Feel how the shoulder blade lifts and how the back of your neck begins to lift. And each time raising the arm a little bit more, so that really the biggest focus here is, instead of rolling your head, that there's an arch in your neck, that the back of the neck lifts, the back of your head presses into the floor. So that's it. So Jay, when the neck lifts, let the top of your head still remain on the floor. So it's a feeling, that's it, that the neck can create a huge arch there. And so your nose moves from the ceiling to the back of the room, in a sense. And for many people, this can be quite scary, this idea of letting their head hang behind them. So that's it. Okay, and rest your right arm. Just pause for a moment. And just as you continue to lie on your back, begin to do a movement just with your head of pressing the top and the back part of your head into the floor so that you create that same feeling of an arch in your neck. And hopefully you begin to feel your chest, the sternum, needs to lift up towards the ceiling. If you don't feel that, then imagine it, encourage it. That's it. That's nice, Jay. Good. Now, once or twice, try the movement without letting your chest or thoracic spine move. And this is how it feels to many people. They're very locked up in the thoracic spine. So it almost can feel pinchy in the neck. And it can create a sense of fear, as if there's no support for the neck. Now, this next time, encourage the chest bone to be the initiator, that it starts to lift and then the head goes back, which actually creates a sense of elongation in the spine. It's very, very safe. Very nice. And pause to rest for a moment. Now bring your left arm up towards the ceiling, fingers again soft and kind of limp, and elbow somewhat relaxed. And start to lengthen the left arm up towards the ceiling. As you do so, the elbow then straightens. And again, you're imagining that you're reaching for something like a string to pull on, that the shoulder blade lifts. And now can you start to feel how the sternum lifts and your head begins to tilt back? It means more of the top of the head starts to press into the floor, allowing the neck to create a very large arc, like a bridge on the floor. Good. See if you can let more of not just the shoulder blade, but your back, the ribs, lift off the floor. But again, the head doesn't so much roll, you're allowing it to hang back. Very nice. And again, please pause and rest on your back. Now bring both of your arms up above you and interlace your fingers so that in a way you're kind of making like a circle or an O in front of you. So the elbows are soft. That's it. Bent. There you go. And now begin to lift the arms, lift the circle up towards the ceiling. And again, this idea of the chest bone lifts, the shoulder blades lift, the neck arches and the back of the head now towards the top of the head remains pressing into the floor. So the head is hanging back. And just go at your own rate, at your own pace, how you are able to determine that is by your breath and your breathing. So if you find yourself holding your breath, tensing in your chest, it means you're going too far. And if there's a holding in your chest, it's very difficult for the sternum to lift. So allow your breathing to be regulated on its own, your inhalation and exhalation, as you lengthen the arms, the circle up towards the ceiling, hanging the head back. And perhaps you can go so far that the head just starts to lift, just enough that a piece of paper could slide underneath it. But again, what's really important with this movement is the feeling of safety and security. And what creates that is your breathing and your chest, that sternum lifting, so it feels safe to let the head hang behind you. So only then do you allow it to lift enough for a piece of paper to slip underneath. That's nice. Okay, and take a rest. Now going back to the right side, go ahead and raise your right arm, and this time bend your right knee so your right foot is standing, just the right foot. So your right knee is directed towards the ceiling, your right hand is too. And now begin to lengthen the right arm. Let the chest lift, let your head hang back. Is anything different now with the legs standing? Does it help or hinder you? Now, if you push the foot into the floor a little bit and allow the right side of the pelvis to lift up, again, does that help you? Does more of the whole right side of your body then come away from the floor? And perhaps your face kind of angles now over to the left as the head hangs back. So again, press that right foot into the floor to let the pelvis roll. Remember, your right knee must stay orientated towards the ceiling. So you learn to differentiate your hip joint from your pelvis. So the pelvis is what does the rolling. That's it. So Kathy, let the right side of the pelvis come up. There you go. And Jay, think of pressing your right big toe into the floor as you do this. That's it. So you don't lose that toe. That's it. That gives you a lot more stability, yeah? Good. Now what happens if you turn your face so that it once turns to the right and then once it turns to the left as it's hanging back? So you, the first part of the movement is the head hanging back, but it can hang back to the right and it can hang back to the left. And see which feels maybe in a way safer or familiar. Your body feels happier when you do it that way. Excellent. And rest on your back. And now bend your left knee, bring your left foot to standing, and the left arm is once again up towards the ceiling. And you start to lengthen the left arm, letting the chest lift, letting your head begin to hang back. It means an arch in the neck. And then you start to press the left foot into the floor to allow the left side of your pelvis to lift and roll. It's interesting, for some of you, this side is significantly easier. So whenever you notice that in yourself, it's important to ask questions like why, to have curiosity. And again, Jay, think of not just the big toe on this left foot. Can you think of all the toes, including the pinky toe? That's it. It was good. You moved it closer. Much better. That will help stabilize that knee. Good. So you want to keep the knee quiet and learn to roll the pelvis. Now the knee's quiet, but you can still roll the pelvis. There! That was it. Now do it again. That's an important learning for you in that leg. Good. And now explore hanging the head back once kind of to the right and to the left. And notice what you're doing now with your eyes. Do your eyes stay looking at the ceiling, or do your eyes begin to look towards the back of the room? And does that change the feeling and sensations that you have in your neck? Is it safer when your eyes follow your head? And if you're not sure, try to have your eyes, let's say, look down at your chest, for example. And take your head back. And you'll feel how the tone changes in the neck muscles. In time, that can change so that you can learn to differentiate the eyes from your neck. Very nice. And rest again on your back. And now as you continue to lie on your back, let's go back to an earlier movement of taking your head back. At the same time, the chest, the sternum is lifting up towards the ceiling. And I tend to visualize as if a hook would be attached to my breastbone that would lift it up to the ceiling. In fact, that becomes the initiation, and the hanging of my head is truly a hanging, meaning there's very little effort in the head and the neck to hang or drop behind me. So go back to that movement, legs long, and just see if that's feeling lighter, easier. And now notice what begins to happen with your belly, with the pubic bone. Try to pull your abdomen and your pubic bone in and up and hold it and try to take your head back. And then this next time, allow the pubic bone to tilt in a way, I call it down and forward, so that the lower back arches at the same time. See if that allows the, again, hanging of the head, the dropping of the head behind you to be easier. And now can you drop it behind you a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left? That's it. And now one more time, just in the center, taking your head back, really press, let's say, the top of your head now into the floor so that at this point, only your tailbone and the top of your head is touching the mat. So how do you get the whole rest of your spine and pelvis off? That's it. It's actually a wonderful feeling. It's a feeling of compression going through your head to support the spine, which we rarely get because we're on our feet. That's it. And it's a feeling of noticing that the neck is very strong in this situation because of the head, the use of the head. It's very stable. Okay, and rest it. And now you're going to bend your right knee and right foot so that you bring your right knee over your chest. So it's like hanging into your chest. And place your hands behind, that means underneath, there you go, underneath, interlaced, thumb included. And then lift your toes up towards the ceiling. So the leg is not completely straight, it's still relaxed, but the foot is kind of up, there you go. And in this position, can you begin to think of swinging your right leg a little bit over your head, not left and right, over your head, and then down away from you as if you might come up to sitting. But when the knee and the leg pull away from you, which pulls on your arms, the back of the head is taken back. So, Augusta, is that right? Augusta? Yeah? Okay, the other way. So it's interesting. You do it the opposite way. So when you lift up the leg. Now, as the leg, the knee, keep the foot up, but the knee pulls away from you, pulls the arms. That's when. There you go. You did it the opposite way. That's it. So, and Jay's doing the same thing. Notice, Jay, when you're bringing your knee towards you is when you're taking your head back. But you want to do the opposite. You want your knee to pull away from you, to pull on the arms. Let your arms pull. That, yeah, let the leg pull. Here, still confusing. It's my language. You let your knee pull. It's going to come down. No, no, no. Don't let go with your hands. So you do not remove your hands. Now your leg is going to come down. So, you see, the arms pull now. And if we keep on going, you see what happens? But see if you can let the head hang even more so your nose, that's it, Jay, even more. What's holding? So there, take your nose towards the doors at the back of the room. There! That's the idea. Good. That's the idea. That's nice, Kathy. But see if you can let it come away from the floor just a little bit. I know it's a up without lifting. This is really one of the most scary things. So the chest has to lift more. Mm-hmm. Let the chest, that, there. You see, that's safer. So it's good that you're going slow. Because you can hurt your neck with this lesson if you rush it. Very nice. That's it. So what would allow you to come all the way up to sitting like this? Do you want to swing the leg with more momentum? So there's a moment in which you do need to lift the head. So find that moment when you go from hanging the head to lifting the head. And you can use as much momentum as you want with the leg. That's it. There you go. Good. It's okay. Use a lot of, there you go, Jay, a lot of momentum. Very nice. Good. Good. And where should the eyes go? On the horizon, yes? There we go, because we're coming up to look at something. Very nice. Okay, let's rest. Okay, now please bend your left knee, bring it up over your chest, interlace your hands, including the thumb, underneath. So, Kath, that's it. And again, start by bringing the knee a little closer in and then away and feel the pull on the arms. The head starts to hang back. And remember, your foot should be a little bit more up towards the ceiling. That's it, Agusta. So, that's it. One of the challenging parts is the pulling is to let that sternum still come forward. And really let the head hang back. So your nose should be really almost pointing at the wall behind you. If you watch, like I've been watching with my daughter doing gymnastics, you get to the point that the nose and the eyes can go further beyond that point. That's what leads into doing back walkovers and that's it. And then go ahead and swing the leg. Let yourself come up to sitting. And again, find that place where you need to lift the head. Where do you let it hang back and then pull it up forward? Feel the transition. This is a very important transition. And then as you go back down, when is it safe to let the head hang again? Very nice, Agusta. And then as you go down, can you let it hang now? Ah! Very, very nice. It's a huge trust with ourselves. It really is one of the most scary, vulnerable things to do. So this is something that you can play with at home and practice. So the coming up is easy, but it's the going back. So look for that moment, and then can you let it hang and hang there? And let your head just hang and kind of look left and right without touching the ground. So come all the way up. Go ahead. Give a big swing. There you go. Excellent. Now, as you go back, find that moment when you let it all the way back. Right about there, stop. Let your head hang. The nose should look at the doors behind you. Even more, Jay. There, there. Really, really let the nose go. Ah, even more. Good. There. Now let the head turn a little bit left and right. That's really nice. It's a huge, huge change. Good. That's it, Kathy. Just take your time with it. Okay, and rest on your back. Especially for, probably most of us have had some kind of trauma to the head or the neck, whether it be whiplash in a car accident, or I remember as a child on the jungle gym, about my daughter's age, falling from the monkey bars and landing right on my back. Just knock the wind out of me. And it's really quite interesting to recall which particular situations that we encounter in life make the change in the nervous system, because not all of them do. Many times kids are falling and bumping things, and the nervous system doesn't adapt to it at all, just continues. And yet there's times where it's very significant. Good. Now bring both knees up over your chest and place the right hand underneath the right knee and the left hand underneath the left. Again, your thumbs are always with the rest of your fingers. Okay? And now in this position, have the knees start to move away from you. Again, please try to have your feet slightly more angled toward the ceiling. The knees are still bent, but that's it. And again, think that the knees are pulling on your arms. It's going to pull you up to sitting, but we're not interested in that yet. You're interested in the feeling of the arms elongate, the elbows, and then the shoulder blades lift, the sternum and chest can lift. And we allow the head to hang back as far as possible. And then you allow the head to just come away from the floor. Just find that place and look for a sense of calmness. That it can feel comfortable, relaxing for you. This can be a very fearful, scary thing to overcome. Good. Now go ahead and swing the legs nice and big and swing yourself up to sitting and then go back down. So just do a couple fast movements without thinking so much. You just do it and have fun, just like a child would do. There. And as you continue to go fast like this, pay attention to what you do with your neck. So do you lose that moment when you hang it back? Or can you still let it now with the speed hang back and feel the transition of lifting it and coming forward? Very nice. That's it. Good. And rest on your back. Now bend your knees again, bring them hanging up over your chest. This time you can let the feet kind of more hang because you're not going to put the hands there. Interlace your hands above you back to the circle in the very beginning. Remember when you made a circle? So your elbows are slightly bent. Okay, there you go. Now in this configuration, you're going to begin to lengthen the arms up and slightly over to the left, so that the legs would start to tilt to the left. both legs so that you would somewhat come over to your side, but actually come up to side sitting. You don't want to go too far over to the left because then you'll be on your left side and you'll never be able to sit. That's it. So find this angle that you lift the circle, let the head hang behind you. Find the moment then that you lift the head and the left knee, that's it, will come to the outside. Then the right knee comes to the inside. Good. Okay. Just keep your legs up there, but pause for a second. Keep your right arm up and place your left arm on the floor next to you. Palm down. Now, in this position, as we did in the beginning with one arm, lift and lengthen up towards the ceiling. Imagine somebody's pulling on you. So they're going to pull you up to sitting. Both legs come over to the left. So both legs can rest on the floor to the left. That's it, Jay. But see, if you go too far, you're now lying on the left side. So it's a diagonal, right, to come up to sitting. That's it, Kathy. And let your knees kind of hang apart so that you sit like this. You'll end up like that. Okay. Now, go ahead back. Bring the legs up. There. And now that. There. Good. Now that you've got the idea, find it on your own. That's it. So let the knees spread a little bit more. Okay? And let this come out there. Like that. Yeah. Yeah. So, but then eventually I don't want you to lean on that elbow. Go ahead back. There you go. So less to the side and more think, that's there. But now let's not forget about the head. Yeah. So feel first it hangs in your chest. And then there's a moment that it goes back. So at the beginning, Jay, as you lengthen the arm, let it hang back. And then again, there's this moment where you have to lift it. So look for that change. Look for that difference. Hey, Speedy Gonzalez over here. But keep the arm lifted, Kathy, up to the ceiling. And then forward, because that's relating to your chest. That's it. So, Augusta, a little bit less to the left and more thinking diagonal up to sitting. That's it. There, and let that right leg go behind. There you go. And now go back. Let your head hang into your chest. Very nice, Jay. That's it, Kathy. Now, go back to a little brief pause here. You can do it. Keeps us warm today, doesn't it? Nobody's cold anymore. Interlace the hands. And now how can you do this with both arms now? With the circle. So take your time. Think it through. Let that head hang back first and then bring it forward, Jay. So if you lift the head too quickly, that's it. The chest will collapse. That was much better. And make sure the legs go over to the left. Let the legs move away from you. That's it. Good. That's it. That's it. Excellent. This is challenging. Very good. Now, when you begin to go back, you let your head hang, you round your back, and then at the very end, you let it hang back. That's it. So, Augusta, let the head first hang there, and now pull it up there, and kick your legs, your knees away from you now, there. That's okay. Go to the side then if you need to. Take shortcuts. Okay, everybody rest on your back. It's okay to, I don't even know if I like using the word to say cheat, but we'll say, it's okay to cheat if you know why you're cheating. If there's a clear intention. that there's some form of learning that's going to occur that's going to help you go back to the more direct path, it's okay. But if you just cheat for the sake of the final outcome, it's not so useful because then there's not the learning involved. So, see, it's not really cheating. It's trying other directions and other options. So, but I guess I think of it as cheating if we don't have an intention to learn from it. Because there's those people in the world that are just interested in the final outcome. And they don't care about the process. They just want to get there. They have no enjoyment for the process, which is very sad because life is one big process. So you get to the outcome and it's quite depressing sometimes. I think it's the current state of our teenage world right now, the next generation. Okay, let's bring the knees back up over you. And this time, keep your right arm down along your side into the floor and lift just the left arm. So you'll lengthen through the left arm. Your head will first hang back, and then you find that moment, that transitional moment that you lift it. Your legs will tilt over to the right, so you're sitting in a side-sitting position. That means the right knee is bent out to the side. The left knee is bent inward, in towards your right knee. So it means that the left foot is back behind your left buttocks. For those of you at home that don't understand side sitting. That's it. Very good. As it gets more familiar and comfortable to do it just with the one hand, then you can interlace your hands. Go back to the circle. And that's a nice way to do it, Jay, is to explore, okay, can I lift the arm, the right arm, a little bit away from the floor? So instead of being all the way here, you can transition the arm. It's a very good way to approach it. So it has to do with the pelvis does very much the same movement as the head. The pelvis is first rounded, but to bring us all the way up, it has to arch, which is just like the hanging of the head. So you need to now start to look for this relationship between the head and the pelvis. Very good. You see that? Yeah, good. Good. Now, can you, is it too difficult to swing that behind? Because if you're there. It has to do with that hip. It's all about that hip. That hip just learned to compensate so much for the knee surgery. So try it again. Give you some homework today. Keep working it, Augusta. Figure it out. Good. Lift the head. Now really lift it. That's it. Keep on lifting. Tighten the abs. That's it. And then push the belly forward. Now, that's it. Good. Swing that foot around. Good. Now, okay, come up and just side sit for a minute. Everybody rest except for Jay. So sit in side sitting. That's it. Perfect. Lean on that hand just like you were. And now just turn your pelvis. So that's it. And go back. And go that way and back. And as little as possible do you want to lean on the right arm. You can keep it there. Keep it there, but close into your pelvis so that you're like a corkscrew. More think you're going to twist around. There you go. And then when you come back, emphasize sitting that pelvis down without the knee coming up. Without this knee, because you see, your tendency is to lift both knees to lower that side of the buttocks. You see, that's it. I don't care about this one so much. It's what you need to learn in this leg. So eventually, in side sitting, you should be able to sit side sitting with both sides of your sit bones on the ground. But notice, if you this knee is down, that lifts up. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to work on getting it back down. That's it. So think of sink, sink, sink. And it's okay. Let this knee come up way up. Let it come up, this knee, the right knee. Let the right knee really lift even more, even more, even more. There. Now stay there and try to lower the knee now. Without changing the left hip. No, back. Yeah. Yeah. You got that, Jay? So there's these diagonal muscles that are the ones that tend to twist in the femur. Good. Okay.
I think this is actually longer than the knee is in surgery. That was a chainsaw about 2 months ago.
Okay.
So what I have is from even earlier.
Yes, clearly. Okay. Rest on your back. Okay, now let's go back to bending both knees up over your chest and making a circle with your arms. Okay, good. That's it, Kathy. But let your knees be a little bit more apart. There you go. And now just a smaller movement. Okay, we all know how to come up and that's great. But let's just go back to lengthening the hands and arms up towards the ceiling so the back of the head hangs, the chest lifts, the shoulder blades lift. See, this is a little harder because the legs are hanging in the chest, which somewhat restricts the pubic bone from tilting down. You see? So now this is a higher level of sophistication in the neck and the thoracic spine. So we're taking away that you can tilt this down because the legs are not permitting that. But can you let the back of the head hang back? So really work towards your nose being directed towards the back of the room, and then can you become airborne with your head? Could you slip a piece of paper? That's it, Jay, underneath it. So now you're using too much of your spine. You think of your arms, Agusa. Keep your legs up. That's it. And lift the arms up to the ceiling. That's it. Where's the ceiling? There you go. Hang, 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 hang. Excellent. Let the knees come up closer to your chest. That's absolutely fine. But now hang the head. There you go. Now, let it go back even more. There. There. That's the feeling. It's a huge differentiation in the mid part of the back.
Me too.
I know we're all like kids. Keep those knees in, though. There. That's it. I have to stand over you. So a little more power. Now let it hang. There. Let it hang. Good. Keep the knees in. There. Very nice. Okay, everybody, take a rest, a long rest this time. So think about for a moment if you were to come up to sitting, which would be your preferred way? Do you want to raise one arm up towards the ceiling? Have your knees over your chest? Or do you want to have one knee bent and one arm up? Do you want to have your hands behind both knees or behind one knee and the other arm up? Which was your... It's amazing how many different ways we did today, huh? So which was your favorite? See if you can recall or think. Or usually our favorite is the easiest because there's a sense of success and that creates a sense of joy and pleasure, which is important. And then what's really nice is you take that one way and then you start to apply it to the other ways. So go ahead and bring yourself up to sitting, whether it was holding your knees, swinging both of the legs. Good. And then try another way. So see if you can recall all the ways. We did like 6 directions. I know. It's unbelievable, huh? Excellent. Just see if you can recall all of them. This is not a test. It's just no pop quizzes here. Very good. That's it. Very nice, Jay. That's it. Do you remember some other ways? Now you're starting to remember ways with crossing the feet and holding the toes. Good. Okay, and rest on your back. It would be so fun to go through and put together how many different ways there are to come up to sitting. I don't know how many ways we would come up with, but definitely would be in double digits. Whether it would be the 20s or the 30s would be probably the question. I don't know if we could make it to 40. Maybe. There can be, yes, well. Now let's just go back to one of the way earlier movements of just taking your head back. So you're lying long, your chest lifts first, the head goes back, and let's see if you can lift the entire spine away from the floor. Again, the pubic bone tilts way forward, so your pelvis, your spine, that's nice, Jay. And can there even be a moment in this that your head's hanging so far back that you become airborne with your head, that a little piece of paper could pass underneath? That's it, Kathy, the scalp. Excellent. Excellent. That's it. So that involves the very low ribs and the sternum. You get a lot of power there. And that's where most of us are very collapsed. Very nice. Okay. Let it rest. So these are some things that I'd like to encourage you to work with this week for the lesson next week. And not just for the lesson, but also exploring for yourself this idea of letting the head hang back. I spent 38 years completely uncomfortable with that idea. And this was huge for me. The safety, the feeling safe. So take a moment to observe your breath, your breathing. How your upper back and mid back and lower back is resting now. How your legs are lying along the floor. Very gently and slowly roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Feel how elegant, how soft your neck feels now. Very, very free. Okay, so go ahead and come up to sitting and then bring yourself up to standing. And when you do come up to standing, feel how you feel in standing, how light, your head feels. Notice how your chest feels, perhaps as if it got enlarged. It's bigger than life. Your chest may feel a lot more volume than your legs, so it's quite effortless to have the legs move underneath you. But often our neck and shoulders feels very compressed, and we feel much bigger in the pelvis, you know, heavier down here, clunkier. Very good. Okay, so everybody have a great week, and we will see you next week.